Hey guys, today I'm going to be talking about relationships with digital devices, as well as with my own relationship with my digital devices and the digital world. All of you listening today have grown up in an era that consistently comes out with new technology, and everybody's wanting the newest thing. And those new things include new apps, new social media platforms, and easy access to news articles, news videos, live streaming, etc. And now, a lot of us go to bed every night on our phones, maybe for hours, wake up, look at our phones, check our notifications, go to our classes, eat lunch while being on our phones, eat breakfast while on our phones, even maybe sometimes going on your phone while you're at work. Social media runs our lives, and I know from firsthand experience, especially since I've worked in an advertising agency and I am a social media content producer for a company, and I see firsthand how it can affect someone. And it's extremely important to figure out a healthy way to use your technology and social media in the most beneficial way, in a way that can promote positivity, educate people, things that can really help others, and ways that can help you use your social media platform for more than just the news, more than just posting pictures or tweets. You can use it in ways that can promote positive changes in the world. Creating content like podcasts, like the one I'm doing right now, can be very beneficial for talking about different ideas of ways to use social media and ways to produce positive things online and to help other people become educated about everything that's going on in our world. Thanks for listening in, and I hope to hear some ideas that you have about how to consume media in a healthy way and use media in a healthy way.